The Week Ahead with CNBC on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Huang. It's time to have a look at what we can expect this coming week. And it started off pretty well. Singapore's GDP has come in better than expected.
That is true. Plus, last week, the Nasdaq ended up more than 40% on the year. Pandemic year, by the way.
Yes, incredible.
It is. Let's take a look at what we can expect and what should be on the radar for investors as we check in with CNBC's Matt Taylor. Matt, Happy New Year. Hope it was a good one for you.
Happy New Year, everyone. Hope it was for you too. It was for me. Interesting here in Singapore, spending the festive season for the first time.
Yes, don't worry. You're practically one of us now. Let's talk about Asian markets. I mean, they're starting the first trading day of 2021. What can we expect from it? What will investors be watching out for, at least in the short term? Because, you know, we've got a fresh trading year on our hands.
Exactly. Well, of course, today's the first trading day of the year for these equity markets, and it looks as though we are off to a fairly positive start so far. Of course, the Australian market's trading higher. We are seeing the Japanese market just slightly lower in the first little bit of the first trading session of the year. Some concerns there that a new state of emergency may be imposed in parts of Japan as a result of the COVID outbreak there. So that's pressuring the markets, the South Korean market. Starting trade a little bit later today in less than 30 minutes time. So really Australia and Japan, the only ones that we have up and running. But we are seeing positivity, of course, coming off the back of gains that we saw in the US on Friday. But attention will now be really turning to this push and pull that we are seeing between, of course, the recovery story as economies rebuild as a result of course, being decimated by COVID over 2020. You just mentioned those better-than-expected Singapore GDP numbers, which is good news here. Of course, the rollout of vaccines as well around the world, we are hearing from more and more countries really getting on the front foot and inoculating significant numbers of the population just in, of course, the first few weeks since the vaccines became available. But we also now, of course, continue to have this threat of rising infections in places around the world. The United States now recording more than 20 million virus cases. We're seeing rising virus cases in the UK just at the weekend. Single biggest case numbers per day recorded, something like 57,000 cases in one day. So a lot of concern about just when this virus is going to be under control. A lot of concern about fresh lockdowns being imposed in parts of the UK. So this is really what the market's going to be trying to assess as we really well and truly get into the first, few trading weeks of 2021. Of course, 2020 was, for a lot of these markets, a stellar year despite everything that transpired. But also looking at, economies that perhaps first in, first out, like China, we're going to be getting some more manufacturing data out of China today. We had some at the end of last week on Thursday on the manufacturing front, showing that manufacturing continues to expand in China. So will China be leading this global recovery that we're, of course, starting to see? And that will be the focus as we really move into the start of 2021.
Yeah, for sure, Matt. But I think something that we will see in terms of any recovery will be that it will run at different rates depending on which part of the world we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And as we look back at 2020, that was similar when it comes to market performance, right? It depends on where and on who you invested in and where you invested. The US seeing those record gains that you mentioned, but Europe mostly negative and a mixed bag for Asia. Just run us through it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really depends on where you're invested around the world as to how you did over the year of 2020. The U.S. was, of course, the standout performer. Some stats for you. The S&P 500 experiencing its most rapid 30% decline that we saw, of course, earlier on in 2020 in the second quarter. But then it managed to end the year up by some 16.3%. So if you look at that 30% pullback, it recovered all of that. And then we're up by more than 16%. It really is a strong and unprecedented performance that we saw for these equity markets. The Dow was up 7% on year. So the NASDAQ was the outperformer, a gain of almost 44% on year, as we, of course, saw investors piling in to technology as everyone was working from home during 2020. Things in Europe, not as rosy. The Europe Stoxx 600, it ended the year down by about 3.5%. 8% when you look around the individual equity markets there. The Spanish market was the worst, down by about 15%. Remember, Spain was hit hard by the COVID outbreak. The London market, the FTSE, off by 14%. As we're just talking about, the UK also hit particularly hard, and that was the worst year that we've seen for the London market since 2008. France lower by about 7%, but the German market was the standout performer across Europe, gaining by about 3.5%. Here in Asia, we had strong gains, particularly for Chinese equities. When you break it down by the individual equity markets, the Shenzhen market faring the best. No surprise there, given that it's heavily linked to the tech story, up by 38%. Shanghai up by about 13%. Hong Kong down by about 3%. North Asia did well on the back of that tech story as well. We had Japan up by about 16%. South Korea up by about 30%. But here in Singapore, we were one of the underperformers, the market ending last year down by almost 12% for the year.
Yeah, so some catching up here for Singapore markets. Maybe this year could be the year. But not just some record highs for stock markets in some places. There's also a record high being set by cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Over the weekend, up above $34,000. Matt, is there a bubble building for Bitcoin?
Well, this is going to be the one, I think, to watch for 2021 because we did see a 300% gain in 2020. And it was kind of a little bit under the radar until the back end of 2020 when everyone started paying attention and saying, oh, hold on a second, Bitcoin just gained $10,000 in the last 2 weeks of 2020 alone. There are a lot of analysts out there that are saying that perhaps this could just be the start of a more or a larger run-up for cryptocurrencies for the likes of Bitcoin. Some analysts saying that it could be, I don't know, a similar kind of performance to something we've seen like Tesla, because people looking for some sort of alternative investment. A lot of things going on with the cryptocurrency space, which has really been driving this price up, as you said, 300% gain in 2020. It's now being seen as a safe haven, similar to gold. A lot of people, a lot of investors thinking that perhaps equities are overvalued, so they're looking for some sort of an alternative investment, and Bitcoin is there as one of them. There are also hopes that, you know what, as we move into this post-COVID world, people perhaps aren't going to be using cash. We know that as a result of COVID, there have been a lot of places, and you'll have noticed here in Singapore, places saying, you know what, we're not going to accept cash. We don't want to handle money that's been, you know, passed around, you know, potentially like thousands of people. So there's some hope that cryptocurrencies may become a mainstream form of payment. So that's also pushing up the price. Also, a supply and demand story as well. A limited supply of Bitcoins. We are seeing a slowdown in so-called Bitcoin mining. So again, that old supply and demand story also playing out here. But Bitcoin, I think, one to watch for 2021.
It's all starting to look like a sci-fi movie playing out in real life, I tell you.
Yes, it is. It is.
We've been speaking with CNBC's Matt Taylor. Matt, as always, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.